It's Monday, the 9th of August, 2021. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed. My name's Daniel.
How long does it take for a complicated one?
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
No relief. I'm eating salad and speaking my piece. I'm yelling yo outside your building at night. They call me yo guy, they call the police. I exercise so much to get you off my mind. I tried to cut my hair just like the men you like. I liked it better when you were standing next to me. I liked it better when you were standing next to me. I liked it better when you were standing next to me. I liked it better when you were standing next to me. My heart's head is getting a headache. I'm getting nauseous and puking up flowers. I hit my head on something twice in a row. I got a paper cut from digging through your trash. I exercise so much to get you off my mind. I tried to cut my hair just like the band you like. I liked it better when you were standing next to me. I liked it better when you were standing next to me. I liked it better when you were standing next to me. I liked it better when you were standing next to me.
Go. Shut the fuck up.
Go.
Shut the fuck up.
Go.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, what a great way to open up this year's episode of the show from Los Angeles, California. That was Cheekface, one of my favorites. I play them on the show all the time because they release like at least a single a month, it seems like. And more often than not, I'm like, I love this song. I want to start my show with this. So their plan works. And that song we just heard, Next to Me, the Yo Guy version. What's the name of the song? Next to Me, parentheses, Yo Guy version. And super great. That's their most recent single. And just such an excellent song, as always, with Cheekface. Speaking of things that are excellent, how about this next band? They're called Requin Chagrin, I think. They're from Paris, France. I played them on the show a few months back, and I was like, you know, they got this newer album, and I'm going to play something on it eventually, but not yet. And now I'm getting around to it. So without further ado, we're going to hear two super excellent songs by this band that I just love, Requin Chagrin, however you say it. This new album is called Bye Bye Baby, and we are going to hear the songs Deja Vu and Love, and both are just super excellent. It was hard to pick which two to play because the album is so chock full of great songs. So if you like these, definitely pick up the record. You will not be disappointed. Without further ado, Requin Chagrin from Paris with Deja Vu and Love right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Quand la nuit pleure et de l'or.
déjà vu. I was also obsessed with Tori Amos in high school, and no one else was where I grew up. And I felt like I had a sense that maybe she was cool in other places, but I had no access. And part of this is because like internet fan boards and that sort of thing were still pretty much in their infancy. Like I had no access to a community of people who authenticated her as cool. So it was a taste that I knew was my own. Like I gravitated towards it for sonic reasons, right? Like I loved the piano on it and the wordplay mm-hmm. and everything about it. But like those didn't seem cool to me. And I think this is where like cool and popular have a really interesting relationship that also shifts as you grow older. Mm-hmm. Because like you talk a little bit in your essay about how for Gen X, like cool had so much to do with scarcity and obscurity.
Yeah.
But then that's held in contrast with when you're in high school, cool things are things that are actually very popular, right? Like they are things that people want.
Yeah.
Or like the popular kids like.
Well, I feel like I really fetishized Gen X. Mm-hmm. Like I was obsessed with Reality Bites and Dave Eggers, obviously, and like a lot of Gen X-y music. I was really obsessed with like what Gen X taste was, you know what I mean? And it's kind of weird to see like the way Gen Z is now, because I feel like they're really obsessed with each other.
Mm. Yeah.
I think Gen Z kids find all of us so embarrassing.
Oh, I know. Especially millennials.
Yeah. Especially us. I mean, they don't even register Gen X as human, but like...
it's their parents, right?
We're still yeah. human to them, but like super embarrassing.
Yes, absolutely. And I like the first time that I really realized that was there's this great interview with Gen Zers in like UK Vice from a couple years ago, where they're like, millennials are all obsessed with Harry Potter. And like,
I was obsessed with Harry Potter, by the way. I used to literally like camp out waiting for these new damn books. Oh my God. It's so embarrassing. Right.
Like Harry Potter and like talking about secure jobs. Like that is what millennials are obsessed with.
All right, let's catch up. After Raquin Chagrin back there, we heard the Reds, Pinks, and Purples from San Francisco, California. We heard two songs by them from two different EPs. The first one we heard was No One Absolves Us in the End, and that came from the EP The Town That Cursed Your Name. And then after that, we heard I'd Rather Astral Project. That's the name of the song. I'd Rather Astral Project. Doesn't make a lot of sense, but it's a great song. And that came from the EP with the same name. And what this is basically this guy named Glenn Donaldson, who releases just an inordinate amount of music. I mean, just like with lots of different band names, and like he's been doing it since the 90s. And the music all kind of sounds like it's from the 90s in a great way. And I kind of love it. I played him on the show before, but I didn't know much about him. And Bandcamp had this write-up about him. And even they were surprised. They're like, we learned about new music from this guy when we were interviewing him, because there's so much of it under so many different band names. We didn't even know what it all was. But guy's very prolific. And even that first one, the No One Absolves Us in the End, I think that's not even available anymore or something. I got it, I don't know, 6 months ago, or I don't know when he released it, but it's like it's not on Bandcamp anymore. I got it from Bandcamp at some point. So he's great. You should check out his stuff if you like those songs, because I think they're all very charming. Everything he puts out is great. And then just before I started talking, we heard El Piero del Mar from right here in Stockholm, Sweden. That was a new single from her that was called The Bells, and it's very good, probably off a forthcoming thing, but she hasn't put anything out in a while, so it's kind of exciting. She just put a bunch of stuff on Bandcamp all of a sudden recently, and The Bells' new single was one of the things, and it was quite good. I hope you enjoyed that. Okay, speaking of things that are very good that I hope you enjoy, we are going to hear two songs now from a band from Manchester in the UK by a band called The Orioles. And I played them on the show before, and like Requiem Chagrin, I was like, there's more by this band that I want to play, but I have not yet. So this is the episode where I just catch up on things that I wanted to play in the past. So we're doing that. This is from their newest album called Disco Valador. And we're going to hear two songs, Bobby's Second World first, and then Come Down on Jupiter, both super great songs by The Orioles. And I think you're going to like these songs if you like the stuff I play on the show, because these are just great tracks, as is everything else by this band, as is this record. It's all very good stuff. So definitely check out The Orioles if you like these songs. So without further ado, Bobby's Second World and Come Down on Jupiter right now. The Orioles on The Sounds of My Head. We'll be right back.
access to the library.
All right, let's catch up one last time. After the Orioles back there, we heard another band from the UK, Matt Berry, the comedic actor and musician Matt Berry from the IT Crowd, among other things. He's got a new record. It's called The Blue Elephant. We heard two songs from it. First, Story Told, and then the title track, The Blue Elephant. Very good. If you like those songs, I think you'll like a lot of it. It's pretty cool. There's more vocals on this album than on some of his past records, so pretty nice to hear his voice, I think. He did a good job there, even if I like the instrumentals. But anyway, Matt Berry, very good. Hope you like those tracks. And then just before I started talking, we heard the Molinas from Pamplona, Spain, doing their new single, Osa Polar, I think is the name of it. It's probably in Spanish. Anyway, Osa Polar, very good. Super love it. Great song. And one I want to squeeze onto this year episode. Okay, finishing up this year episode of The Sounds of My Head, a new song from a band from Dublin, Ireland. Maybe a band, maybe like two people, not sure. They go by Jack Name and Aofi Nessa Francis, and super like this song. It's a great one to end the episode with. I think it's called Watching the Willows Burn, and it's great. It's a single. I don't really know anything about it. I should probably have investigated it before I just put it on the show, but I didn't bother because I just like the song and it seemed like a good one to end with. So without further ado, Jack Name and Aofi Nessa Francis with Watching the Willows Burn, finishing up this year episode of The Sounds of My Head.
Casting bitter waves of past. taste of sweetness running out. The sea is shuddering. The rake hills rapping at the door. The mess is muttering, watching willows burning.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Doctor Who, Middle of the East, and Safer Passage, all by Matt Berry from three different albums. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. Look for links to everything I talk about at thesoundsinmyhead.com. You can also follow me on social media. Look for links to all the places you can follow me at thesoundsinmyhead.com, including Spotify, where I got a playlist for season 18 with all the songs I play on the show just dropped into a convenient playlist. You can listen to them without having to listen to me talk, which sounds great. Sorry I'm a little bit late with this episode, by the way. Coming in at the end of the episode, just to say this, I had a pretty severe bike incident. I fell off my bike, basically. It had rained, the ground was slippery, there was a jogger, we were both swerving to avoid trying to hit each other, and we kept swerving in the same direction until it was too late, and then I kind of swerved too much to try and get out of the way, and the bike just skid out from under me, and I landed on my head, and there was a lot of blood, and it was terrifying, I had a concussion. Anyway, it was scary, but I'm fine, I think, now. But it took a little while for me to be fine, and I couldn't do an episode, or I just didn't feel up to doing an episode. Last week when I probably should have had one according to the calendar. So anyway, there's an episode this Monday today, and I hope you enjoy it. And we'll be back on track in the future. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you next time with an all-new episode of The Sounds of My Head.